Good evening. This is the December 18th PNB Elections Committee meeting. And we're about to begin our meeting, 7 p.m. on December 18th, 2005. Mary, would you like to call the roll?
I would. Oh, here it is. Okay. Yes. Julie Rodriguez. Okay. Mary Berg. Here. Carolyn Burden. Here. Terry Goodman.
Here.
Patty Heffley. Oh, she was. Okay. Oh, come back. Patty. Okay. Melinda Eiley Doan.
Here.
Richard Phelps.
Here.
Serene Roberts.
Patty's here. Patty's here.
Patty.
Yay, Patty.
Serene Roberts. Rob Robinson. Wendy Schroll. Ted Weisko. Lauren Williams.
Here.
And Carol Wolf.
All right. That's fine. We're ready to go. Does everybody have a copy of the agenda?
I do. And I want to apologize, guys.
For?
Being late.
All right.
Okay.
You were not alone. But thank you. I gave 10 minutes for the approval of the agenda, and those of you who got the first draft, there was a second draft. The only difference was that we eliminated the final motion, a new F, as in Frank I had labeled it, and I had added a motion to unfinished business B, which is in boldface. Does everyone have that?
A new motion to new business. To unfinished
business B.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have it?
I have A and B.
Unfinished B. Okay.
Let me read the revised agenda then, because there was a new motion added to B under RFP for Elections Consultant.
Oh, okay. That's a motion in your resolve of the two companies.
Right. Do you have that?
Hey,
yeah.
Wendy.
Carolyn, you need to speak more into the phone because you're fading.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay.
You have to speak really close to the phone because I'm having a hard time.
I don't know whether that's me or my phone, but thank you. Let me know if I'm not making myself clear.
When different positions, you come through real clear, and otherwise, if you don't have your mouth right by the speaker, the receiver, I don't think you're coming on.
Got it. Telephone 101.
Hear me?
Thank
Wendy.
You. Hi, Wendy.
I got you.
Hi. Okay.
Good. Now, the approval of the agenda was the first item. And I don't know that I put everything on here that ought to be or took everything off that ought to be. Is everyone satisfied with what's on the agenda?
I'm not satisfied with the sequence.
Well, I'm concerned about the next meeting date.
Well, that's next. As soon as we approve the agenda.
Right. Uh-huh. This is Terry.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think that we should consider the resolution on identification of bargaining unit members prior to most of the other resolutions regarding record keeping, staff record keeping.
The one on page 3, you want
Terry,
to
you're
consider
off
that
off
first?
Too.
Excuse me, Terry, you want to consider the one on page 3, you want to move that to the head of the list?
Well, I don't have pages on my copy.
No, I didn't number them, but...
Which number is it?
It follows new E.
Right.
And it's called Proposed Substitution.
Substitution, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any objections to that?
I think you want to move...
I guess it could... We could put it before new A.
Wait.
And then handle everything else in sequence. But it may moot some of the other stuff.
Now you want to move.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Terry. Could you just
one at a time, please, Mary? You had a question.
I want to get clear what Terry wanted to do.
He wants to move the motion called Proposed Substitution Resolution on the Identification of Bargaining Unit Members for Election Purposes.
Okay.
To the head of the list.
Okay.
So that would come under new business. That would be first. I'm calling that AA because now we're in a second list here. Is that okay?
AA?
Yeah. It was new E, and we'll just move it to the beginning there. Okay, any other changes or suggestions or corrections? All right, hearing no objections.
Well, excuse me, I thought that Richard, didn't you have something?
No, that was about the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
No, not about the order. That's fine. I have something.
Okay, I did have a question. Maybe Terry could answer me. I wasn't sure why you wanted to remove that thing about the uniformity. I mean, I think we want to have something about the uniformity, but as I say, maybe I'm really off the wall because I didn't quite understand. Is this substitute? I have 4 pages printed out, and I'm calling that page 2. Resolution of the Identification of Bargaining Unit. Is that the substituting for the if that you removed?
No. I think we should deal with identifying current unpaid staff members before we get into trying to unify. And so I'll just bring that motion forward at a future meeting.
Yeah, I had problems with that because I think we have to have one single class of membership all through the network, whether they have an organization or whether they're covered by the bylaws, so it should all be the same thing.
Well, in the agenda context, you can put it back on the agenda if you like. So that we could.
Can I do it later when we get to it if I want to?
It would require 2/3 if you do it later.
Why don't you do it now, Mary? If you want to add new F, that would be from the original agenda because I didn't include it in the draft 2. We'll put that on the agenda. Is somebody coming or going?
Yeah, somebody coming or going.
All right.
You,
Mary, is that a motion? You want to put it back on the agenda?
I just want to find it. And that was it in your original agenda?
New F. Uh-huh.
For the record, I was muting.
Oh, okay.
I'm on mute again.
Yeah, I think it would help if people let us know when they're going to do that. The noise is dreadful.
Yeah, it would be really good if people either, when they move or when they leave, would they please, if they leave or mute, would they please say? Okay, if, let me see. Okay, yeah, let's, so we're putting...
Putting F back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't even. Oh, okay. Resolution. Okay.
Any objections to that? We want to vote.
Is
on
that on this list, or is that on another list?
Unfortunately, it's at the end of the first agenda.
Oh, okay. No, not this one.
No, it's the last item on the first agenda.
So it would come just before the words that say new C. It would have followed new E.
But we're going to put that back on. So I got to go find the other agenda. Okay.
Right.
I waited till the end to try to be scrupulous in my paper wasting. All right.
Thank everybody again.
Okay.
Can you tell me who sent out, this is Serene, who sent out the final version of whatever we're supposed to be looking at right now? Because I see like a bunch.
Carolyn sent agendas.
We had 2 agendas, Serene, and we're just going back to the...
What's the time of the last one?
I'm sorry?
What is the time of the last one?
Oh, good question. I don't know.
We have.
It would just really help if we could have the agenda at least at the start of the day where we're having the meeting. Because
10:38 a.m.
this morning. Yeah.
So, Mary, you have Serene here. Anyone else come on the list?
Rob, Ted, Carol, Julie. Okay.
All right, any other changes to the agenda?
I need a minute to look at it.
We're on agenda draft 2 with the proposed substitution reinstated, the final.
The one we're moving back onto this one is resolution F.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, resolution to promote uniformity and the definition of unpaid staff.
Okay, good. I'll copy that and
back. Mm-hmm.
Have it in my brain.
Okay, good. Any other changes, objections, et cetera? All right.
And where is that going?
Right where it was, evidently. Terry, you want
it follows new E.
I'm looking at draft 2 now, so I don't know where it was, because you're saying it was removed from draft 2. So where is it going?
It follows new E on the draft 2.
It follows
two.
New E, however...
E.
Thank
you, Mary.
We did move new E to the beginning before you came on.
No, it wasn't new E. It was proposed... Oh, that's all
well,
new
that's,
E.
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
Part of it.
Okay,
Terry,
so it goes up there, too.
What is your preferred order now, Terry?
Who's on first?
New E, then new A, B, C, D, and then old F.
Old, yeah. And then old F. Okay.
But where does
but
it
maybe called new F.
After what? It comes on...
So F is after E.
Right.
After
no,
D,
E. No, no. E is now first. So it comes after D. E is
what?
Now first.
Okay.
And new E is first. And then we have
well,
the D, and then
new
F.
Business?
Yes, business.
So the new F is not being considered. It's the old F.
That's right. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know if that's correct.
Then why is it
unmuted?
The new F is on my agenda. What's going on here?
Let's follow, and you can new business.
Which way do you think it is?
Excuse me? The first item was called New E, Amendment to EC Motion now before the PNB, and that includes a proposed substitution, resolution on the identification of bargaining
You're
unit
repeating
members.
You're repeating again, Carolyn.
Resolution on the identification of bargaining unit members for election purposes. That is the first item.
And where does it go down to? What's the last thing, Jerry? Can you say, is that proposed amendment, and the last words of that is... And the
of the bargaining
election.
Unit represented in the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
There are three whereases and three resolves. Two whereases and three resolves. And it ends represented in the unit, in the agreement.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting this. The old F is replacing what?
It's not replacing anything. It's going to the head of the line. Under new business, it will now be first. And it precedes the new A, which was first before.
We're retaining new A, B, C, and D, and E.
Right.
What does the old F say? I just printed down the one from this morning, and then I printed there was one from this afternoon, and they both say new F on them.
It's new F, it says, right?
The word is new F. I was
calling
it.
Oh, okay.
This morning, that's what I meant by old.
Okay, but... Okay.
Okay. I'm not seeing the old F. Where's the old F?
There
which
is
apparently
none.
Now back on the agenda.
No, there is none. That was I misspoke. The new F is now first before new A.
What?
Okay.
No.
Everybody got that?
New F should be at the end of...
Well, why don't we just start going through them and move it when we get there?
Well, it's Terry's amendment. Can he finish what he's saying? New F should be...
Yeah, he's right. I confused you. The new F is not before... That's right. My mistake.
Terry, where's new F?
At the end of the agenda.
At the end of the agenda.
After new E.
We move new E to the beginning of new business. So new F actually follows D.
Okay.
Try to print this.
Any other changes? Yeah. All right. Hearing no objections, then we'll approve the agenda as
it's approved
agreed.
As amended. Right. Okay.
As amended. Mm-hmm. All right. The next item is the next meeting date, and I picked the third Sunday in January, which is the 15th.
I have a comment.
Please.
That's in the middle of a 3-day weekend and on a holiday, and I don't know if we're going to have.
Oh, so it is. So it is. I completely forgot. Is that the PNB meeting also?
No.
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 Okay. PNB meeting is 2 weeks later.
So do we want to move it down 1 week to the 22nd, Sunday the 22nd? Any problems with that?
That's going to be a little bit of a problem for Mary and I because and LaVarne.
Yeah.
Well, there, yes, because we have a town hall meeting that day. It starts at 1 o'clock, I think, and gets over at 4.
Uh-huh.
And that means that we'll be in San Francisco or somewhere, and we won't.
Right. Right, we'll be in San Francisco and probably couldn't get back till, you know, 5:30 or 6 and have to eat some food and do, you know, I mean, just, it's not a good setup.
Well, that sort of kills January, doesn't it? Anybody want to try for a Monday? The PNB meeting is 27th?
Yeah, 27th, 28th, 29th in that area.
Anybody have any other suggestions?
So, let's see. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Well, is anybody... I hesitate to do it on a Monday because the national board meetings are always...
Yeah, that might be bad.
Yeah.
Sunday, January 8th?
Sunday, January 8th is the memorial for Jed Friedman.
Right. And that starts at 4 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
But they'll be getting ready for
all three,
it.
All
know.
Three of us will be there, so...
Yeah.
You three are very busy.
We three are nuts.
Well, there's Saturdays, and there are
well, there could be Saturday.
Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday, that week I'm free.
Tuesday is always out for me, at least for the time being, as far as
how about Wednesday
future?
The 11th?
Wednesday the 11th. What does anyone say about Wednesday the 11th?
Well, we have, I'm trying to think when our outreach committee meetings are going to be, Mary, because we've got, those are every other, you know, what is it,
right.
Second and fourth meetings of the month, and that would, that looks like the second Wednesday of the month, unfortunately.
Wait, that'll be after the town hall.
No, it isn't. Might. January 11th?
No, never mind, forget it.
Meeting?
Wishful thinking.
Alan? Pardon?
In that day, don't we?
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you. Can you repeat that?
Local station board meeting in New York on that day.
On which day?
The 11th.
The 11th
of
January?
Yeah, the 11th is going to work.
Is it?
This
okay.
is Ted Weisgall.
Oh, hi. All right,
okay.
So the 11th is out. Following Wednesday would be the 18th. Unless we want to... Is Wednesday, and then there's Friday. Friday nights are always possible. It seems to be. There are generally no other meetings scheduled for then. How about Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
That's right, the beginning of that 3-day weekend, so I don't know.
Oh, so you still have that, yeah. Friday the 20th? I'm assuming Fridays are better than weeknights for everybody.
Well, Friday, unless I can make a switch, which I'm not, I probably can't. I usually do the news on Friday, so it's late for me when I get done. That's why Friday doesn't work for me very well.
How late is late?
Well, till 7, our time.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, anybody have any other suggestions?
Well, we've gone through the Sundays, have we? Have we gone through everything?
We have. Gone through the Sundays. I think the Mondays are generally out. How about Wednesday the 25th, then?
The which one?
On the 27th, Wednesday the 25th.
Well, that's the board. That's the national board.
Maybe we have to ask everybody that's here about the 15th. Maybe nobody is going away that weekend.
I'm not going anywhere.
I don't know. I just, you know, when it's a 3-day weekend, you assume that somebody will, but if it turns out that nobody is...
There are a lot of events for Martin Luther King.
That's another
King weekend, and I really don't think we should tie it up with small board work.
No, that's a good point. People will have things
nothing.
To do.
Oh.
Well, how about Wednesday? The 25th is the board meeting, you say? The 27th is the PNB meeting.
The PNB, yeah. There's...
So I don't think there's going to be a meeting on Wednesday.
No.
There may be committee meetings, but we
yeah.
Let's take a chance that we won't have several of these executive sessions scheduled in conflict.
How about the 8th, Wednesday the 18th? Because that's not a meeting, that's not the opposite. The 11th?
That was fine with me. Somebody else had an objection to the 18th.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the 18th got mentioned. Sorry.
Who had an objection to the
18th?
Was that Serene saying WBAI had an LSB meeting?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the 11th. 11.
Okay. That's
oh,
the 11.
Well, then how about the 18th?
Let's make it the 18th, then.
Let's try for that. I'm sure right. There's something horrible with it, but I can't.
Well, I'll put it in the calendar right away.
I'm checking the KPFT website right now.
Thank you very
much. Okay, cool. That's
sure.
Good.
Point of information.
Yes, Ted.
Will the membership of this committee be the same at that time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Possibly.
Well, why would it? I see.
We're going to be electing new directors, and we usually at that time elect committee members
if
also.
Have been seated,
well, but I think none of that kicks off until the board actually convenes in January.
Exactly.
Everyone who's on is until that national board meeting at the end of January.
Yeah.
Yes, and when you get right down to it, part of our duty should be that we would carry forward to whoever the next person would be, you know, when the dates are.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Linda, did you check the calendar?
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right, good.
In the meanwhile, can someone tell me what time we call this meeting to order?
7:30 about.
7:25.
Is everyone happy with 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or should we go back to 8 for Wednesday the 18th?
Well, Wednesday, that's still work time for me, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock. 5 is much better, because then usually courts get out by 4:30, quarter to 5, unless they're doing something extensive, so I can get on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 o'clock, I might be,
Anyone else have a preference? Can we compromise and do 7:30, 4:30? That would be fine. I'm up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I might just be a little late, so that wouldn't be a big problem.
I don't see anything. I don't see anything listed that would show the 18th.
That's wonderful. Let's make it January 18th, Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And 4:30 Pacific. Wonderful. All right. Now, next item. Minutes. We don't have minutes. Right?
And I'm sorry, I did not get you the minutes. At this point, so we'll have to do the minutes next time.
All right. Now, I put in the next item, reports from the chair and also from work groups. So let me sum up very quickly. I went out with John Almella and Sean Rhodes to the Election Services Corporation.
Point of information?
Yes.
I don't think we've actually... approve the agenda. I don't think we voted to, and I'd like to add something.
Oh,
we did. We did. We went on to the next item.
I thought we didn't.
Hearing no objections, and I went on. Did you draw an objection to the agenda?
Yeah, I'd like to add something to the agenda.
Anyone have any objections going back?
No.
All right. Let's go ahead.
I'd like to add the issue of the listserv that we talked about at the start of the. As soon as possible, as high up on the agenda as possible.
I thought that would come probably in the work groups. On the agenda. In the work
groups. That's what's intended?
It says EC listserv. That was the item.
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay. I don't know what you meant by that.
That's it. Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
All right. So we went out to the meeting, and it was very instructive. We learned a great deal. We took a recording, and unfortunately, because of some new equipment, the recording was somewhat defective. So I haven't had a chance to listen all the way through and make a report from that. My brief report is that I was very impressed with the precision. This is a company that likes to work with a written contract, and they were very clear about what they would be specifying if they gave us a proposal or entered into any arrangement with Pacifica Foundation. So I was very much comforted by that, and we met everybody there. We met the person who was our original contact, Stephen Walker, who was on this committee. We met the chief operating officer. He met with us. The vice president of finance and administration, she talked somewhat about their... They spell out everything very carefully, and there would be charges written in, also amounts that they would have to charge us for overcharges and so on. So I was very impressed. Their main operative on the East Coast is Marilyn Salick, and she talked at great length. She has run quite a few elections. She had a good deal to say about the success they've had with running union elections, especially contentious ones. They have a lot of experience in that regard, so that gave me some good information. And we agreed that we would talk, and I had said that I would send them a copy of a written report, which I had not yet gotten to you all. But that was, in brief, that's my oral report. I also sent a note of thanks to True Ballot, and I'll send you all a copy of that, my note to John Seidel. I forgot to send that to the committee. And that's the extent of my report. The next group on the work groups, the first one was on the listserv. Mary, I think that...
Yeah, well, there was supposed to be a group that they were going to put together what they wanted and so forth. I would have gone ahead with that, but I can... I don't know if the list, if that group met, but I wasn't aware of it, if anybody met about it and had any discussion. So nobody let me know that. Did anybody meet from that and come up with anything they wanted to have in the way of a listserv?
I think, Mary, I had volunteered to work with you on that.
I think
that,
you
and,
were
and
one
I
that had.
I don't remember who the other person was, but...
Probably Terry.
Uh-huh.
Terry?
And did anybody put anything forth that I don't know about? I may have lost some emails in the course of... I know I have lost some, and whether, you know, someone sent me something and I don't know about it, that's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone
anything? No, I didn't, but if we can be in touch after this call, assuming we end at a reasonable hour,
okay,
and set a date to meet.
You want to do that? Okay.
All right, can you all arrange that? That would be fine.
Okay.
Stay on the line afterwards and do that.
Okay.
Very good. Mission statement, we don't have anything on that, I gather.
No, so we'll table that, huh?
Yeah. And audit parameters, I think I am responsible for that, and I have not come up with anything in writing. I've been trying to get hold of Les Radke. The one
right
item...
now, he's out of the country.
Oh, is he? No wonder.
Oh,
okay.
God, he's left already.
Any idea when he's coming back?
I have no idea, but probably another 2 weeks or something. I don't know.
Oh,
but if I hear he's back, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's longer than that.
All right. Well, we'll apologize, because we are behind schedule on that, and we were supposed to give the ED something to work on, some parameters for putting out an RFP for an audit.
Right.
And I have not done that. We did get some help from Terry Barishas, who suggested that we write out a call for sampling, one in every 50 item, but first we have to say what it is we're looking for. And the results of that would determine whether or not we needed a full-scale audit at any station, which seems like good advice. So I have not bidden that up. I will try to get that up. Anybody else wants to work on that with me, I'd be very grateful.
Well, I think if I find what I have, I'll be glad to, because I had a bunch of stuff.
You said you have a first draft?
I'm sorry?
Did you say that you have a first draft?
No, I didn't have a first draft. I have material.
Good, thank you, Mary.
And be put into a draft.
All right, I'll remind you. Thank you.
Okay, do that.
Can you just send it to the list?
Yeah, I can when I find it. I have to
okay.
dig it out of my cyberspace. But I know that the election committee, we were working on that.
All right, that would be very good. All right, moving right along then into... A, the audits at each station, the discussion of advice from experts, and database integrity. I put that on the list thinking that I would have more in writing, but the only reason we were supposed to do that is that we have a deadline. So perhaps we need to extend that deadline. De facto, it is extended. We've already passed it. But basically, one of the things that we got from the people at the... Election Services Corporation was the absolute necessity for a clean list that had been vetted. And they were the ones who suggested that if they were taken on, they would like to have a copy of the list every month so that they could track changes and spikes and examine anomalies and help us clean the list. And they said that if they wrote a proposal for us, they would in fact include in that suggestions on how to do an audit and how to make sure that the list was cleaned before it was used. We do have on our list of motions passed last year a mailing, a national mailing,
mm-hmm.
with address returns somewhere, I think, in July
mm-hmm.
of every year that there's supposed to be an election. But that's rather minimal. We still need to do something else in terms of looking at how the data is kept and how it is secured and how it is updated. So I think, Mary, that probably is that committee again. If we're going to write something up, that's about
okay.
all I had to say on that. Does anybody have any questions on that? It's a huge issue.
I don't hear anybody.
Well, this is Marie.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly ask that whatever we're asking one company to do, that we ask all companies to do, so we can make sure that we're comparing apples to apples with regard to any cost. And I'm also wondering whether, I know there were supposed to have been at least three companies looked at, and what your motion here addresses to. What happened to the third one?
Yes, thank you. The third one, I got a list of companies who actually have experience with single transferable vote from Terry Bridges. And I went down the list, and one by one, they eliminated themselves. The third company that I thought was promising was the American Arbitration Association. But it turns out that they actually farm out their elections. They supervise them, and they knew nothing about STV.
Mm.
They're also a very conservative
right.
organization. I deal with them.
Uh-huh. Well, that's another item. But, in fact, they, as far as I could tell, we've been trading phone calls for weeks, I have to say, but the last person I spoke to didn't know what I was talking about when I said STV, and
mm-hmm.
she went off the line and came back, and it was just an unknown item. So that did
Forget
not give
it.
Me comfort. Well, yeah, I had one more person to check there, but that was the third, and I think the last person.
Yeah,
the last company.
Okay.
Mary Berg
I
here.
A follow-up question.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Serene.
Serene, you go ahead.
Thanks. The list of companies, you say people eliminated themselves. What do you mean by that?
Well, when I called, that was the first question, because Terry had asked if they did STV voting, and that was the list he gave me. One company has gone out of business. They, for whatever reason, they changed their name, and they don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what the other, it was a short, I think there were five companies on the list.
Yeah, you know, I think it would be really helpful if when you solicit this information on behalf of the committee, that you forward not just your request to the person, but also their response, so that you can all be aware of what's going on.
Well, much of it, Serena, is done by telephone, but you're right. I could summarize, certainly, and I'll put it on the list, a summary of my contacts and who they are and what the results of the conversation were. Good point. Any other questions?
Mary Berg here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have to have three. If we don't find three that are suitable, then there just aren't three. But I'm very concerned about True Ballot on so many grounds. So I certainly agree with Serene that naturally you have to send the same information to anyone if you're getting bids. You have to send what you want to have, the work you want them to do, and it has to be the same in all cases, or you can't compare. But aside from that, I think some of us do have major problems with True Ballot, and after we heard them talk, I had that was confirmed. I felt I really have problems with them.
Well, I think both True Ballot had experience with us. Election Services has seen all of our materials. I was very impressed at the meeting with how much time several people had spent looking at the website, reading. They made one of the few people who've read Kenny Mostrin's report. they really examine the issues. And so I don't think that we need to tell them what we want. That was my original thought in a proposal. I think that they both know what we need. And if we look at the next motion and simply ask them to submit a proposal, they should be able to say what it is they are prepared to do for us, which is essentially what a proposal is.
You're saying...
I'm answering Serene's question that we ought to give them the same information. I'm saying
and
that they
say
have
we
the
don't
same information. Well, I'm saying that they have the same information, essentially. They have the website. Two Ballot has the experience. Election Services had a meeting with us, and they have the entire website, and they have the reports. So I think now the question is, what do they think that they can do for us and help us run an election?
See, this is why I had a problem with True Ballot has not had the experience. I don't know what they thought we wanted, but they didn't do what we wanted, and they didn't have a conception of what we wanted, and I didn't sound, I think we do, if we're going to actually consider them, then I think we have to have it written out, what we want them to do, at least to the same extent, so that they're each bidding on the same thing. Because they'll come in cheap, and then we'll get the same thing we got last time. That's a possibility, and I don't want to run that risk. I don't have any faith in these people, frankly, and I may not be the only one that feels that way.
Serena. I just want us to be careful how we speak about individuals and companies. I don't know what they were told we needed them to do. So while, you know, individuals may be unhappy with some of the things that were done, I don't think it's fair to say that they didn't perform to the expected standard, that they didn't meet our requirements, because I at least don't know exactly what they were told. And I don't think that you do a request for proposals by saying, well, you know, go read that 440-page report and come back and tell us what you can do for us. I think we as a committee make a recommendation to the National Board, and then they authorize us, if you will, to go ahead and, which they may have done, to go ahead and make this request. But you absolutely do tell people what you want. You don't leave it up to them to say what they're willing to offer you. That's not how you do business.
Right. That's what I'm agreeing to.
Well, in effect, we have already told them. We have met, and they gave us what they were, what their thought was. We gave them some information. The major differences that I see, that I have stressed with both committees, both companies, is that we do want to use volunteers to whatever extent possible. And we were very unhappy with the mailing and the third class mailing, which of course we've taken care of ourselves by mandating first class mailing. And then there are all the problems there. So my feeling is that they have had more than enough guidance to know how to submit a proposal to us.
Okay, well, I guess I'll object to it when the motion's actually on the floor for discussion, because I don't think that's how we do business.
Well,
Terry, I'm set.
Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get the motion on the floor so that we can maybe fix it if fixing is needed.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the next item. And Mary, do you want to read it?
That next item. Let's see here. Sorry, I went to look for something else. Okay, so resolved that the two companies who have made presentations to the Elections Committee, True Ballot Inc. and Election Services Corporation, be requested to submit preliminary proposals to the Election Committee by January 14th. For our consideration, with the understanding that the Elections Committee is an advisory group to the Pacifica National Board and can make no commitments to any organization or contract.
Right, open for discussion.
No seconds needed.
Terry?
This resolution says preliminary proposals. And so it doesn't prevent us from going back and asking for a revised proposal, considering so many members in each station area and giving them all the details if they don't provide it, as to having a staff election and a listener sponsor election with so many ballots going out in each of our five station areas. And how many pages are going to be in the booklet, and what class of mail we want. All of those can be added after the preliminary proposal has been received, if all that is not already provided by the company based on the information that they've gotten from us so far. So I don't see a need to amend this motion with more specifics, but we could. So I support the motion as it is as it has been presented.
I'd like to get on the phone.
Serene?
And me too.
Yes. Mary. Go ahead, Serene.
I think that it is a misuse of the committee time, of the board time to then read it, and frankly of the company's time. They want the business, so they're not going to say, no, I'm not going to waste my time doing it. But I think that you tell people what you want. You say, use the figures from the last election. And you say, well, we have X number of listener members voting in this area and X number of staff members. And you provide the same information to all the companies. And you get, of course, it's a preliminary proposal, but there's no need to have people sort of like, you know, working based on informal conversations that we don't have a record of because the tape went bad and this other one was a phone call, not an email. I mean, we can be transparent and honest and reasonable and reasonable in our use of our time, certainly, and in the use of the company's time. I would also want to amend this. So I do think we need to provide them with very specific information and to provide the same information to everyone who's involved in the bidding. And secondly, we should not necessarily restrict it to these two companies. The fact that we have, I think Carolyn said there were maybe five companies that had been recommended by was it Terry?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. If in fact other members of the committee or other members of the Pacifica community can identify other companies that can offer, you know, a similar estimate or an estimate for the same task, there's no reason why we need to restrict it to these two. But I think we must absolutely start with a very clear set of limits. This is what we want. This is what we're looking for. This is what we're working with. To do anything else doesn't seem to me to be a very sensible approach to getting work done.
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't know how similar this is to other kinds of work that people bid on, but I think there are certain things when you do work, you give estimates for work you're going to do. All the grief I see comes from the lack of clarification, what it is that the two people are not agreed. The one who wants the bid says, well, I want my deck painted. Well, do you want one coat, two coats? What kind of paint? How much are you going to pay for? What are the differences? If you don't, then a grief results. And if I had to bid like that, I would, and I know we did. If the thing was vague, we simply, and everybody does this, they add a contingency figure because they realize there's a slop factor there because the people have not specified what they wanted. And I think in this case, I mean, we don't know exactly how many. We can't say all that, but we can say, we can find out. Let's say we find we need 100,000 ballots. I'm just making the figure up, okay? 100,000 ballots to be mailed, and we'll have 25 candidates or whatever. Let's say, and they bid on that, and then let's say what would be the difference if per candidate, or we find some way to say what would you charge? If our estimate, you know, if we're wrong here and we have like 50 candidates or whatever, you see what I'm trying to get at?
Well,
we don't know our needs exactly, so we can't say, but we can find out how they would charge for, we know that certain things would change, like for example, we don't know how many candidates, but what would they charge if this number increased or decreased? And the booklet, what's for a 30-page booklet, a 50-page booklet, whatever. We can just get some ballpark parameters and see what they charge for these things.
Well, if I may put myself on the stack.
Charlie, this is Barney. He's sitting on the stack here. Thank you.
And Jerry.
All right. Let me say, perhaps I wasn't clear enough at the beginning. That was my original plan, that we had to come up with parameters. And when I met mm-hmm. with Election Services Corporation, I said, what do you need from us? What do you need to know in order to write a proposal? And they said, nothing. We know, we've done elections. We know your stuff. We've read very carefully. They talked to us at length. Sean was very helpful, and I gave them some information, and they had done their homework. So they said, we don't need anything. We will give you a proposal when you want it, because we know how to do that. So I deliberately did not back off. One of the things that their financial person, Janet, spoke to me Vice President of Finance, said that, in fact, they always build in a second tier of cost estimates for mistakes, overruns, estimations that they have to redo, extra time, and so on. That is
right.
Featured in. They're very good. They said they insist on putting all that in writing. And they stressed it so much that I got the feeling that they were very concerned with that we have in hand a very firm idea of what it would cost us to change course midstream, to make mistakes, and so on. So I don't believe that we really need to give them anything else. I think they know quite enough what they're doing. They have the spreadsheet from the costs of last year's election. They have all of the printed material that we have. They have lots of discussions, and they know how to ask questions. So I don't believe that we need to give them anything else.
I want to go on the stack, Richard.
Okay, LeVar, Terry, and then Richard. LeVar?
LeVar? You there?
Oh, hello? Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just, what Carolyn has said, it's basically put out. Let's say that, you know, we have two firms, and the other firm actually ran the last election. And basically, I think what was happening there was that, you know, we were
LeVar, are you on a speaker or something?
Yeah. Could you back
could you
off
pick
from
up
your phone
it's
just a little bit?
Wait, let me see if I can get the speaker off. I'm a cell phone.
That'd be a help. Thanks. I wasn't getting a word.
Wait a minute. Just a second. Let me see if I can figure this out.
Okay. Fine now.
Hello? That's better.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, fine.
There.
Yeah, so
can you
basically
repeat what you said?
Yeah, basically I was going to say that what Carolyn has just said, that, you know, we have these two firms, I mean, and True Ballot ran the last election. And I think what we were working from before is that, you know, we were working that with a group of people who did the best they could do, had very good intentions, but we just weren't aware of things that needed to be done and how the election should have been run. So therefore, you know, we were not in a position to challenge things and to really understand, you know, how to really run an election that was fair and handle it in a manner that these elections have been run before. And I think that was the problem with the issues with the last election, that, you know, in terms of challenging things and if it wasn't going correctly, and we really didn't know to do those things. And that now that we have a firm that is, you know, I believe fair and has run like numerous elections and can look at what our needs are and to give us a product, you know, a quote on what needs to be done. That's what we basically need to, and then, I mean, this is something that a lot of things that they'll include, things that we really don't know about. So if we sit here and try to dictate something or tell them what to do, when we're coming from, like, basically ignorance or from the election that was poorly run, I mean, that just kind of, like, complicates the issue. And I think that we just need to move on on this motion and go ahead and vote on it because, you know, we're getting information. We're getting information from a firm that has helped, that has run credible elections in the past, elections that are contentious, union elections, and that, you know, we just need to move forward on this. Thanks.
Terry, and then Richard, and then we'll vote.
Yeah, based on the report from the prior elections, both companies know how many members, so how many ballots. what they need from us in preparing their bids is the information regarding the prior resolution of this committee on 10%, 20%, 30% more candidates so that they can give a tiered bid in case we have more candidates in the next election at one station than was in the last. And they need to know if we are sending ballots separate from election material or election booklets, and they need to know what postage class each of those will be sent.
Mm-hmm.
And with that information, they can come in with bids. And I'm just assuming that the chair will will give them that information in asking for their bid.
All right. Richard?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was going to say. You know, we need to say to them roughly $100,000, $110,000, whatever it is in the cities, so that when we see their estimates, we know that. Because if one of them says, well, for $100,000, we'll do, it'll cost this much. The other one says, for $110,000, it'll cost this much.
Right.
You're not going to get the same stuff. So they just need to be given one page. They know the processes of what we do and how the elections go in our system, I think. They just need the quantitative, the qualitative numbers so that we can compare what they're going to charge us for the same amount of stuff. And then, like, the first-class mail and, those things, so they know that what we're doing. And then their bid will be clear and we can compare them.
All right, let me make one last comment. I'll be glad to take advice, Serena, if you want to send me a list of things that you think they need to know. And I'll certainly forward it, the items that Terry just listed, and anything else. And I'll be glad to do that. Are we ready to vote on this?
Could I just make one more little short thing?
Yes.
I think we have to add a little more than just one page. We have to add the parameters we want. What is the turnaround time from the time they get the printouts to the time we do them? Are they going to show us the proof first or just mail it off? Things like that, which we can determine. What do we want that way? And we'll have to let them know that. So that we know what they're bidding on. Otherwise, we won't know.
That's true. As Terry points out, this is a preliminary proposal, but if you send me a list, I'll certainly add it.
I'd like to add one thing.
Yes.
Terry made a comment about one thing, and I hope that it's not in anybody's mind to even consider it. I don't know why he mentioned it, having material sent out twice. I mean, that's just looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm. No, we already agreed to that.
One envelope.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to vote on this? The motion as it stands. Mary, do you want to do that, or shall
okay.
I do the
honors? Why don't you first ask if there's any objection? Always.
Is there any objection?
I object.
Okay.
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 All right, then we need a vote.
Okay. I guess I'm going to vote yes, but I want to be in on what gets sent to them, I think. I want to see it. Okay. Carolyn?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Patty? I'll come back to her. Melinda? Richard?
Yes.
Serene?
Now, the them. I'm sorry, I got lost.
Oh.
Now, who is the them?
But now you're found.
You're right.
No, this is Melinda, right?
You're right. I'm blind, but now I can see.
Uh-oh. Well, now that you can see so clearly, which way do you vote? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Who is them?
Huh? What?
Who is them that we need to talk with? The election people?
Now, this is the thing about getting resolved with the two companies being requested to submit preliminary proposals by January 14th.
Put me as a yes.
Election Services and True Ballot.
Put me as a yes. I'd like to have them both.
You want what? What?
I'd like to have them both.
She said yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, I heard static, and because I'm...
There was static.
Serene.
No.
Wendy, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
So the issue is whether to allow two companies to give us their proposal?
Agenda, Wendy.
Yes. How could anybody vote no on that?
Ted? I don't know where he...
Yes.
Oh, all right. Lavarne?
Yes.
Now, Patty?
Hold on a minute here. Hold on a second, dear.
I'm holding on. I'm holding on for dear life.
Can you hear me? Can you hear Patty?
No, yes, I can hear Patty.
Yes, we can.
Oh, the answer, are we voting?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just recording one of those votes. You can't vote three times. Okay.
Okay, I wanted to vote three times.
I know
okay.
You did, but you're just...
All right. I'm muting again.
One,
all right,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, yes, and one no. Okay, so it passes.
Yes. you.
Okay.
Now, the next part of the agenda is the complicated part, and since Terry is the main architect of these motions, I'm going to turn the meeting over to him, if that's all right with you, because it's going to
because we can barely hear you.
And
well,
we can
that's
all...
right. All right, good reason. There we go. Terry, speak up. It's all yours.
Loudly, Terry.
Okay, I want to start with the resolution on the identification of bargaining unit members for election purposes. This can be considered a substitute for the resolution currently before the PMB.
Mm-hmm.
What our committee initially passed was resolved that the fairness of the general managers in the exercise of their discretion in recognizing or withdrawing recognition from an unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining units shall be one factor in each general manager's periodic evaluation by their local station board. This is not really related to that, but it goes to the central issue that we've been dealing with in getting verifiable lists of voters. What I'd like to do is read each section of this resolution and explain it. And and maybe take comments at that time so that everybody's clear.
I'm on a conference call, so... Hello, I'm on a conference call, so...
Okay, now there's one change to the text that I'll be presenting from that's different than what's printed. And that is in the third whereas, the second and whereas.
Wait.
Currently, it says, and whereas the Pacifica National Board has authority to resolve ambiguities in the bylaws where they exist. And
well,
I'd
wait
like
a minute.
To...
I'm... Oh, gee.
Resolution on the
where
identification. Are you there, Mary?
No.
This is resolution on the identification of bargaining unit members for election purposes.
The first item. The new first item.
Yeah. And the third whereas...
Yeah. First there's a whereas, then there's an and whereas, and then it's final whereas.
And it says, okay, I see, that whereas. There's one.
It's the smallest one.
Yeah. It
says,
okay.
Lines. Mm-hmm. And your correction is?
The Pacifica National Board has authority. It starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to insert the words under the Foundation's parliamentary authority. Under the Foundation's parliamentary authority.
Has the authority, and you want to insert under the Foundation's parliamentary authority?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
That comes in after where they exist?
After the first authority.
No. PMB has authority under the Foundation's parliamentary authority, is that
correct?
Yeah,
there's two authorities which shouldn't.
Yeah, but that's what you want.
Well,
that's what we're
we could change the first authority to power.
Or you could change it to ability.
No, I think the two authorities is fine there.
That's
okay.
Fine.
So,
okay.
So it's I had a question on this text from somebody, and this answers that.
Mm-hmm.
So the new text of that paragraph is, and whereas the Pacifica National Board has authority under the Foundation's parliamentary authority to resolve ambiguities in the bylaws where they exist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now back to the beginning.
All right.
Okay,
are we going to decide on this amendment?
Eventually.
Okay.
Oh, it's just being presented, yeah. Do you want to read the motion?
No, I'm talking about that thing. It was just added in.
Are you wanting to vote on it now?
No, we're going to come back to that.
Right.
In sequence.
Okay.
I wanted your text to be correct.
Okay.
Okay, the first paragraph mainly just cites the bylaws.
The first paragraph?
Of this proposed resolution. And And I'll read that.
I wonder if we can number these things. The first paragraph, I know you've got new B's, and can we just go 1, 2, and 3?
It's the first whereas, Mary. Yes.
Okay, proposed amendment, Goodman, numbered for reference, but it isn't. Okay, is that it? Whereas it is the opinion of the P&B Elections Committee that the authority, is that it?
No.